Hello, everyone. Welcome to our podcast. We are the Doctor of Management students, and we are the podcasters. And I give you myself, Daria Bailey.
I am Mark Brown.
I'm Cordell Francis.
I'm Frida Brazel.
And this is Anu Sharman. I will start off this podcast with my question, which is, how does networking make or break you as a leader? Before I start, let me give a little background on how we got to this point. The podcast idea was Daria's brainchild, and she decided that this is something that can be done with the help of her husband, and we now are recording the podcast in a little office here where we have 17 questions that has been presented by the five of us, and each of us are going to discuss one of the questions that we have selected. So my question for today is, how does networking make or break you as a leader?
So how does networking make or break you as a leader? Is your network important in order for you to be a leader?
It doesn't always have to be important. It depends on how many people you have in your network and how the communication flows.
So I think it's, you know, first important to identify what a network is. And so, you know, I did a little research, and what I found is that a professional network is essentially a group of people that you've connected yourself to that can either help you when you need help or that you can help them when they need professional help. And so that's a professional network. And so in looking at that definition of what a professional network is, I think I would say that it can both help you or it can hurt you.
So that's a great point. Networking can be of different kinds, as we all know. There can be leadership networking, and there can also be interpersonal networking. So since we are part of the Doctoral of Management program, we are going to focus on something that would apply towards organizations. And a leadership networking is something that could be useful for a lot of managers or leaders who are looking to build their skills. So the definition of leadership networking, as I found, it said something about developing and using your networks in a way that builds relationships and strengthens alliances in service of your organization's work and goals. So it helps to provide access to people, information, and resources, and we will be using those connections wisely to solve problems and create opportunities.
Yep. As we know, a network is great for sharing ideas, and we talked about different types of networking, but we're sticking with the professional type of networking. Again, it depends on the knowledge that you have that you can share.
Yeah, I agree. And so I just wanted to kind of pull out the importance of networking. And you know, with the prevalence of websites such as LinkedIn and even Facebook getting in the game of networking right now, because we use it not just for social networking, but businesses and companies are using Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram for purposes of marketing their missions, their visions, job searching. And so I pulled a statistic that I got from LinkedIn, and they said that based on their statistics, that people who have good networks are 13 times more likely to get good jobs and opportunities. I thought that was really interesting. And I also took the time to take a look at the numbers of people that are using online networking tools. And right now, as of 2018, LinkedIn has 500 million users. Facebook uses 2.27 billion users that use it for social networking, and also for professional networking, and businesses and companies use it as well. So it is a powerful tool, and it just goes to show the importance of networking to not only companies but also individuals.
I think that it's always important, coming off what Cordell has just mentioned, that the networking opportunity that is available is one aspect. I've heard in conversation people referencing network as your net worth. And when I think about the extensive amount of connections that you can get through LinkedIn or other social media avenues, the more important part is that network going to reach back to you. Because networking, you're looking to either providing something or getting somebody from somebody. And I will say that from a professional perspective or from an organizational perspective, I think back to the old boys network and how that is something that has really been able to differentiate those that get ahead from a leadership or joining boards from those that don't have it. It's very rare that you see somebody rising up the ranks that doesn't have a supportive network that they can leverage through their progress. And I think about it even in terms of mentoring, I think about it in terms of advocates. So I do think that personally networking can really differentiate your ability to be an effective leader or not.
Absolutely. I think that's even more highlighted in the fact that a lot of these online networks help you to connect with people globally. And so it's not just a local network, but it's an international connection of people and opportunities that you expose yourself to when you socially network, when you professionally network. And companies have realized that, which is why they've gotten in the game. And you've even got not just businesses are in the game, but countries use social networking to get people to come for tourism purposes and other purposes. So it is a powerful tool, and it just highlights the importance of networking. Yeah.
And I think you all are right, because networking has now gotten us to a point where you can connect with people all across the world. Social media, be it Facebook, be it LinkedIn, these are things that allow us to communicate with people globally. Mm-hmm. And so when I heard Cordell say that networking can be advantageous to a person who's looking for a job, what about the old saying, it's who you know that gets you the job, it's what you know that keeps the job.
Yes.
So I think your ability to know people who have resources can be very beneficial to an individual. So networking could be crucial mm-hmm. to a leader. And get this, if you take people who are heads of organizations, or even if you look at leaders such as presidents, they're not expected to know everything. What they're expected to do is to bring in people who can help them govern in areas in which they may not have that knowledge. That's networking too. That's you reaching out to the professionals in certain areas and bringing them on board to help you in order to move your agenda forward. Mm-hmm. So I think it's important.
This segues right into what I was thinking regarding the social identity theory, which acknowledges that when people make decisions, they like to stay within their in-groups, and the advantage of trying to go beyond that. So in the social identity theory, the understanding is that everybody's comfort zone is within the people that they are able to relate to better. That is the in-group people. So females, for instance, like to communicate with other females a lot of times because they feel a sort of a bond, and it's more of a challenge to go beyond that. So when you have networking, it really challenges that. It challenges you to move out of your comfort zone, away from your in-group, and bring in people from other areas, which enriches the organization, it enriches the decision-making process. So this, I think, is very critical to the process of growth that every organization, especially leaders, have to make in order to allow their organizations to adapt and to grow globally.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you, Anu. I think that, staying with your whole theory discussion, I think that the networking helps people feel connected. Because I may be in my job and there may be 8 of us to do what I do, but if I'm part of a network of other professionals in my career field, I have the breadth and width of the knowledge of those people in that network who can give me ideas, who can give me recommendations as to job opportunities or ways that I should mold my career. It just allows me to feel connected to a larger purpose and group of people who are doing what I do and have the same passions and love that I have.
What was funny is the key word that I hear in this discussion is being connected. And I actually looked up the definition of network. What's the definition? And one of the definitions was a group of systems or interconnected people or things. And the thing is that we're all connected, working towards some common goal, which is probably to achieve some type of greatness or victory. But the key is that we're all connected.
Right. You know, it's interesting that you say that, Gara, because when I think about all of us being connected, I almost want to ask whether there is a difference, and staying within the context of the professional setting or the organizational setting, is there a difference between how people stay connected from a gender perspective? Do men connect differently than women? And how does that impact the progress of organizations? And I just was thinking through that, and I would say that to be a leader, and we are all very cognizant of the gap and the challenge that organizations are having, specifically within the United States, of the lack of representation of minorities and or women at the senior level.
Yeah.
To get to that leadership role, how do you need to think through the networking differences to stay connected?
Frida, I love your topic. I think that it is so relevant, and that goes right down to, we could have a whole conversation on this. It goes back to the whole idea of code switching. You know, minorities have had to learn how to adapt themselves to operate in business. And so we have had to learn to walk into an organization and understand how they network and how do I connect myself to the right people? Who are the right people? How do I speak the language? What's the lingo? What's important for these people? And how do I play the game, shall we say? And I think that you're right on point that minorities have had to walk in, and women have had to walk into some of these larger companies, which are predominantly white males, and they've had to learn the system and how to maneuver in the system, and that is part of the networking game, is figuring out what's important and who's important, and then how do I package myself so that I fit into the larger organizational mission, vision, and values and culture.
But get this, where I work, they always tell me you need to learn how to play the game.
Yes.
They always say you need to learn how to play the game.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, you're giving important information, because sometimes we have to change the way we think and who we are when we're in the working environment. Mm-hmm. You can't be so holistic in your approach in dealing with people, because how do we used to say it? We're playing checkers, they're playing chess, they're playing the game.
Yes.
They're playing the game to advance their careers, and your whole I'm holier than thou attitude is not going to help you. Mm-hmm. And I have a director who always tells me, you need to learn how to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
So can you play the game and still do a proper network?
I don't like playing the game, because I don't think that the game is authentic. I think when you're, for me, an authentic relationship is more important than me playing a game. Because when I'm playing a game, who am I? Am I just someone who's trying to advance my career? But when I'm authentic with you, you get me for who I am. But that doesn't work. I'm telling you now.
But is that networking?
That's not networking, because I'm not a part of the group.
Right.
I'm on the outside of the group looking in, because I won't submit my will and my thoughts and ideas to how you should advance your career. Go ahead, Frida.
Oh, no, you touched on it. I was talking, coming back to what Mark said as well. From a network perspective, you have to stay connected. We've spoken about that. We've also just touched on what that means for those that are a minority, and how we are continuously being taught to be authentic. And that's something, when you talk about making and breaking you as a leader,
mm-hmm.
the question then becomes, how are you going to be a leader who is supposed to be authentic and still network, because people do not always accept you for who you are, because you don't fit their categories of fitting into that group. So I just wanted to sort of like bring that in around the challenges and problems that organizations have as it relates to
mm-hmm.
your network and who you hang out with and being who you are.
Well, that's perfect. I mean, but that goes along the idea, the vein of knowing thine self. What is it that you want to achieve, and where is it that you want to go in your professional career? And once you've identified that, then you'll be able to identify the network you need to connect yourself to.
Is it knowing thyself or is it being true to thine own self? Mm. Because being true to thine own self sometimes makes me not want to play the networking game. Mm-hmm. It makes me not want to play the game. But mm-hmm. I'm telling you, and people in this room will tell you, if you don't play the game, they're not going to welcome you in the circle. Right.
But networking is not all about you. Sometimes you're networking, you're helping other people. You're teaching them what they need to know to be successful.
But if I'm on the outside of the circle and I'm not a part of the interconnected group, am I networking?
Sometimes you have to put yourself in that circle in order to help other people.
I agree. But I guess the part of getting in the circle is you can't sit on the outside with a holistic attitude of I'm not playing the game. And I guess that's mm-hmm. where this conversation went from, mm-hmm. not just as much as networking, but playing the game in order to be a part of the interconnected group.
Right.
So, you know, Mark, I agree with you. I'm sorry, Anna. I agree with you that you have to sometimes be in the network to help other people, but it's a mutually beneficial sort of relationship. And so in order to help you, I got to make sure that my whole purpose here fits my purpose. The whole reason for being here is that it helps me too.
But when you're being helped, yes. maybe you're not being helped by me, but somebody else is watching you, and now they're going to help you. So the whole network is still
yes.
there.
Yeah.
And I'll just add on to what Mark is proposing there, and I agree with this. I agree with him because when they talk about networking and what adds value, they say you network to provide or give something back.
Yes.
And through that, you will then, in return, also have somebody who is coming to help you. So that whole aspect of being a network, people have to see you as bringing value to that network. They will never include you into their networking group if they don't see you bringing value. So it comes back to what do you bring to the table? How do you create networks such as this one, the podcaster that we've created, and how each of us brings value to it, not just necessarily for our own personal objectives, but also to meet the objectives of the group.
We agree. So we're getting close to the end of our podcast, but I did want to kind of pull out a few points that I made with regard to how do you build your network. You know, now that we're talking about networking, there are some ways to build your network, and I think one of the most important things that you can do is speak to people. Always talk about the business that you're in, the things that interest you. Surround yourselves with other people who are like-minded or in the same field and going the same direction as you. I think Darius said it best the other day, you surround yourself with people who are going the same place as you, and then you'll get that same vision and vision that stink on you, if you will. Participate in activities, you know, that will help further your goals. If you're in the academic arena, publish. Create something that forces people to take a look at what it is that you bring to the table. Volunteer. If you're in a field where you can get involved and give back in some way in the arena that you're interested in, do that. Express thoughts and ideas and just socialize with other people who generally have the same interests as you, and you'll see your network start growing. And then I would also say that you should use those online tools like LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and there are ways that you can use those to build your professional network. But also be clear that when you're on there that you're either using this for your professional growth or your social development, and just separate the two.
I think we are reaching the end of our allotted time. Thank you all for such a vibrant conversation around networking. We will like to end this podcast here, and stay tuned for our next question.